Dearest brethren, we are continuing the message of today's program with a question from Ellie, a sister from Switzerland. She is saying, Dear Angela, Brother Joseph, and all the staff, I have a question. I'm studying the book of Revelation. I arrived at the Revelation chapter 3. And I read verse 9, which is similar to Psalm 2:9. And it talks about how God will reign over the nations with a rod of iron. Now, I have difficulty understanding this. It's quite a heavy image to think about. It looks like the bride with Jesus will reign over the nations like a dictatorship, because it says with a rod of iron. What is the explanation of this? How do you explain this scripture, Revelation 3:9? We will read it. Revelation 3:9. I will make them of the synagogue of Nathan, which say that they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. So it looks like a little stronger image of the bride here in Revelation 3:9. Also Psalm 2:9, like I said, that he shall rule the nations with a rod of iron. My question is, because the nations don't behave the way they should, that's why they will be ruled with a rod of iron? It's hard for me to look at God as a dictator, especially the kingdom of God, to look at it like that. How do you explain this verse? Also, it talks in the book of Revelation that the nations will receive the leaves of the tree of life for their healing, but will they also receive punishments? There should not be any punishments in the kingdom of God, because punishment, it's almost like being in hell. So I would like some explanations about these scriptures. Thank you so much, Ellie. Thank you, Ellie, for your questions. Thank you, Ellie, for your questions. And we send you 11 hugs. God bless you. Every time Ellie writes to us, she says, I send you 11 hugs to each one of you. We are 11 in the community. Joseph is saying, okay, let's understand exactly the question of Ellie. So the first question is about the bride. There is a scripture that says that the bride will rule with a rod of iron. That means that the bride of Jesus will be a dictatorship. And if the nations don't obey, they will be punished with a rod. Is that what it means? So basically also God looks like it's a dictator. But of course it's not possible. It's not possible that God is a dictator. So how can you explain the scripture? Ellie asked. And then the next scripture, it's about the nations who receive the leaves of life for healing. Will they also receive punishment? Because it talks about the gritting of teeth outside of the New Jerusalem. Somebody who is saved, but they don't receive the rewards, will they be punished in the kingdom of heaven? They will suffer in the kingdom of heaven. In the kingdom of heaven, it says that he will wipe away our tears. So how can they have gritting of teeth in the kingdom of heaven outside of New Jerusalem? How can they have gritting of teeth? Brother Joseph is answering, this sister should study very well the chronology of the events, because she mixes a little bit the events. First answer, the leaves of the tree of life are not for the believers, are not for the Christians, are not for the bride, but they are for those nations who overcame the white throne judgment. They overcame the white throne judgment, they were not thrown in hell, so they make it to heaven. White throne judgment. If you don't overcome it, you go to hell. If you overcome it, you go in the new earth. Revelation 21. So the leaves is for those on the new earth. So all those who are saved, Angela is saying, all those who are saved, They go to the kingdom of heaven, and they will not be punished, right? And those who suffer and need a healing are those who are outside of the kingdom of heaven. Are outside of the kingdom of heaven. Repeat, please, says Joseph.
Beh, l'Odissea sarà la punizione dell'Odissea sarà che Gesù l'ha vomita fuori.
So basically, like I was saying, the saved will not receive punishments, but they will not receive the rewards. Even this, though it's a little unclear, because in Luke it says that those who knew the Lord's will and didn't do it will receive stripes, many stripes. What are the stripes? I don't know. God knows. But some kind of punishment there will be for Laodicea. Those who are saved, born again, but they were selfish, they never evangelized, they never did anything for God, 000. They always just warmed up benches. It says that they will be vomited out and they will be beaten with many stripes in Luke, in the Gospel of Luke. So some kind of punishments there will be. So the nations who receive the healing are those from the new earth, those who overcame the white throne judgment. So they are people who never received the salvation of Jesus, right? They never received the salvation of Jesus, yes. That's why they need the healing from the leaves of the tree of life. Revelation 20:11. They were saved by works. They were not saved by grace, by Jesus. They were judged by works. And because they never received Jesus, they were judged by works. So they went to the white throne judgment, and their works, if they were good enough, saved them. And they didn't go to hell. Revelation 20. Read Revelation 20. To go to the book of life, the bride of Christ, salvation by grace without works, you need to give your heart to Jesus. You need to be truly saved and have fruits of salvation, building the kingdom of God, doing his interests, evangelizing, and so on. So you go to heaven, to the kingdom of heaven, Philadelphia. On the new earth, there will be, like the Jehovah Witnesses say, there will be, like the Jehovah Witnesses say, nations on the new earth. Those who are on the new earth, who are with the picnics in the books of the Jehovah Witnesses, you see them always in picnics. It says that on the new earth, they are not going to be always happy. There will be sicknesses, and they need the healing of the leaves of the tree of life because their condition is tragic, terrible. They don't go to hell, but neither are they in the kingdom of God. In heaven, it's kind of a purgatory. I don't know how to call it. Not the purgatory of the Catholics, but something like that. We can read a description of how it will be for those who don't go to hell, but they go to the new earth. Revelation 22 talks about how will be those outside the city, outside the New Jerusalem. Revelation 22:14-15. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. City, those who enter in, blessed are they who go into the city, New Jerusalem. Blessed are those who go into New Jerusalem. Outside what? Outside of what? Don't miss it. Outside of what? Outside of the city. Are those who overcame the white throne judgment. They don't go to New Jerusalem. They don't go to New Jerusalem, but they don't go to hell either. There is no more hell. They overcame the white throne judgment by their works. So they are on the new earth. So verse 15, outside, without, are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. So there will be sorcerers, spiritual dogs, and so on. It's not true like the Jehovah Witnesses say that there's always a picnic on the new earth. No. There will be sorcerers, idolaters, liars, dogs, spiritual dogs. What's a spiritual dog? Spiritual dog is somebody who swears to be faithful to religions. Just like the dog is faithful to its master, these guys are faithful to their doctrines, but not to Christ. They are faithful to the Protestant gospel or Catholic gospel, not to the gospel of Christ. These are kind of the spiritual dogs. And these need healing. These guys need healing. Then there are also some atheists who didn't reject Jesus somehow. They didn't reject Jesus. Ellie is asking, and those guys outside, will they be left outside? Will they be able to enter into the kingdom of God? Will they always stay outside? Laodicea will always suffer. Laodicea will always suffer for eternity. So the question is, who's outside will always stay out? There is never the leaves of the healing that can make them enter in. Let's read 22:2 Revelation. In the midst of the streets of it, on the other side of the river, was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:2. So outside on the new earth, there will be nations. Okay? On the new earth, there will be nations. It's not a new nation of Christ, Daniel 2:44. It says God will make a new nation in Christ, the kingdom of God, one nation, one, not Pentecostal, Protestant, Catholic, one nation, the blood of Christ. Outside of the new earth, there will be the nations, communists, fascists, capitalists, and so on. It's just to give you an idea, okay? There will be a bunch of ideas on the new earth. There will be a sorcerer with his own ideas, then an idolater with his own ideas and his own followers. And these guys will need the leaves of the tree of life to be healed. The Bible says, verse 15, we read, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters. Those who make lies and live love lies. And those, when they receive the healing, will they be able to enter the new Jerusalem? Well, Joseph says, here I can only tell you by revelation. I think it's going to be like this, but it's my own personal revelation. Don't come and write to me that I'm a false prophet. It's not in the Bible, okay? If you don't want to believe it, don't believe it. Don't write to me that I'm a false prophet. If you want, I can share with you what I feel, a revelation from God. If you don't want to believe it, no problem. What I felt from the Lord is that, read Revelation 21:27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but only those which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So this is what I feel from the Lord about this question. Revelation 21:27. In the New Jerusalem, nobody will enter in. Only those written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Bride of Christ. You understand? So those on the New Earth cannot go in. Sorcerers, adulterers, they can't go in. But Revelation 21:24. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. So the nations and the kings, who are they? The kings of the earth are those of us who are faithful, right? Who are kings of the earth? Those of us who are faithful. Revelation 3:5. That's the... Excuse me, not Revelation 3:5. Revelation... So, in Revelation 5:10, it says... Revelation 5:10 talks about the faithful who will be kings for the Lord. 24. Revelation 21:24. It says, the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. The kings of the earth will be the faithful ones. Revelation 5:10, like I said. Those faithful of us, what glory will we bring inside New Jerusalem? So there are the trees, the tree of life, the leaves, who will heal the sorcerers, the idolaters. And healing them, what does it mean? It's a way of the blood of Christ. The tree of life, who is it? Jesus, right? So he who receives the leaf of the tree of life, which I think is Jesus, I think it's Jesus, but we can see. I think the tree of life is Jesus. So he who is healed by the leaf is not a leaf, a normal leaf of, I don't know what kind of veggie. No, they are spiritual leaves. He receives the leaf, he receives Jesus. And in the moment that they receive Jesus, he's saved. And if he's saved with all his heart, he enters into the Book of Life of the Lamb. So the books, Lamb, the books of life of the Lamb will continue for eternity. The book of the life of the Lamb will continue for eternity. Grace will always be available. So receiving Jesus, the leaf, who really receives, those who really receive the leaf of the healing, Jesus, then they receive the salvation and they enter into the Lamb's book of life. So at this point, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, they have the right to enter into the New Jerusalem. And in this prospect, we read again, Revelation 21:24, the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. So what's the glory that we, the faithful one who will be kings over the earth, will bring in? What's this glory? What can we bring inside New Jerusalem? New Jerusalem has everything. What can we bring? Well, let's bring some potatoes in. What do you bring? Gold, silver. Hey, they do the streets of gold there. What does Jesus want the most? What's the glory of the King? What's your glory, Angela, Adrian? Adrian, you went out witnessing this week. What was your glory? The sheep. The sheep that we evangelized, and that and those sheep received Jesus. That's my glory. The glory of Adrian who went evangelizing was that he gave salvation to the sheep. So, the glory of the kings of the earth will be the sheep that are saved. What is the glory, therefore, of the kings of the earth? Their glory will be that they went and they gave the leaves of the tree of life, and those people received it. They entered into the Lamb's book of life, and therefore the kings enter the New Jerusalem and they bring their glory, the souls who are saved. Just like I got saved and like you got saved, in Jesus' name, amen. This is my revelation. If you don't want to believe it, no problem. Goodbye. My sheep will understand and will believe. But I gave you some scriptures to back up what I feel. So even this scripture that Eli said, that every tear will be wiped away, basically that scripture, it's about New Jerusalem, right? Revelation 21, where there should be no more tears, it's New Jerusalem. No more tears, there will be only in New Jerusalem. Revelation 21. So, no more tears, no more sufferings, it will be in New Jerusalem. Martyrs will enter into New Jerusalem and they will feel like crying. Many people will enter New Jerusalem in tears, and Jesus will wipe away every tear. David entered in God's presence crying over Bathsheba's sin. And Jesus wiped away his tears, and there will be no more tears in New Jerusalem. Eli writes again, thank you, Brother Joseph. And Eli writes right now, live, thank you, Brother Joseph. I love you, and I thank you. Thank you for your clarifications. Ellie is asking another question. Ellie is asking more questions. Angela is saying, Ellie is a very faithful sister. She has a little house church. She has a church in her house. They get together and read the Bible. They read the Bible together in the house. Joseph saying, brethren, we encourage all of you in your home to have a church. Get together with your sheep and guide them. Be a shepherd, be a prophet for them. Have a little church in your home, okay? Have a little church in your home. So the other question of Elisabetta was about the bride. Revelation 3:9. And Psalm 2:9. That he will reign with the rod of iron. So it sounds like the bride will rule with a rod of iron over the nations who don't want to receive. Or how can you explain this? How do you explain this? So how do you explain that we will rule the nations with a rod of iron? Looks like the bride will be like a dictator. How do you answer this question? Another question that Ellie said, how come there are punishments in the kingdom of God? It seems like there will be punishments in the kingdom of God. Will there be disobediences in the kingdom of God? Angela's asking. And Ellie's question was, there will be punishments in the kingdom of God? Well, we need to keep the devil out, okay? In the book of Job, I think it says that God finds imperfection even with his angels. There will be a free choice even in the kingdom of God. So let's go back to that image of the bride who looks like a dictator with a rod of iron in her hand. The dictatorial bride. What about that image, Brother Joseph? Joseph wants to say the following. Okay, I want to say about punishments. The punishment of hell is never for the bride, okay? The bride obeys not because of fear of hell. The bride obeys out of love. The bride obeys out of love. The fear and terror of punishments are for the half-hearted Christians, for Laodicea. The bride of Christ does it out of love. She doesn't need the threats of punishments. The true bride of Christ serves Christ and dies for Christ out of love. Just like Jesus. Jesus went on the Calvary cross out of love, not because God was going to punish him afterwards. A Christian who thinks about the punishments is not the bride of Christ. The true bride of Christ does everything out of love. Concerning the bride looking like a dictator, let's read some scriptures. Matthew 25:41. Then he shall say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So God prepared everlasting fire for the devil and his angels. This looks like a dictator. Okay, dictatorship move against the devil. Proverbs 26:3. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. So, there is a rod for the fool's back. There were false angels in the kingdom of God, which they rebelled and became demons. Even in the kingdom of God, there will be punishments. Proverbs 10:13. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that's void of understanding. 1 Timothy 1:9. Knowing this, that the law is not made for the righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for the sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of father, murderers of mothers, for manslayers. So dear Ellie, beloved Ellie, you cannot have a heaven without ordinances, without laws, and when it's needed, even punishments. in heaven there was punishments against all those angels who rebelled. I expect that the angels in heaven are not perfect like God, okay? It says in Job, I think. God is a monarch, a good dictator. The devil is a bad dictator. That's the difference. God is love. Okay? God is a dictator, but he's loving. Just like in the world. You go anywhere you want to go. There is always a director and an owner, and he's a kind of a dictator, quotes. He can hire you, he can kick you out. In this world, nothing works unless it's a dictatorship, monarchy. The father dictates to his family what to do. The teacher dictates to his pupils what to learn. The captain and the major and the general are little dictators. United States is not a democracy. Obama has the nuclear briefcase, and he can use it anytime he wants. He is already a dictator. The Vietnam War was never declared officially by the Congress. Simply, the American president ordained, dictated, commanded the bombing of Vietnam. So, everything is a dictatorship. Everything. Democracy is just a superficial thing, okay? There is no democracy in America, okay? There is just a few people who have under them the media, and they control the banks, and they brainwash the people. And the people vote whatever the media says. They put in bad light one and good light the other. The world finances are a dictatorship as well. You cannot take your money out. You cannot take your money out because you need to prove what you want to do with your money or where do they come from. It's your money. It's your money, but they don't let you take out. Ellie wrote again 2 minutes ago. She's saying, but when the bride will reign, the devil won't be around anymore, right? Yes, he's in the lake of fire. But how did the devil become the devil? He was a good angel, but he rebelled. He rebelled. And that's like that he became the devil. Let's read Isaiah, how the devil looks like. Isaiah 14:11. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. Isaiah 14 describes the devil. 12. 14:11. We read again. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Isaiah 14:12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Lucifer, it's a light. It's a star that gives light. That's what Lucifer means. How art thou cut down to the ground, you which did weaken the nations? Isaiah 14:12. For you said in your heart, I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. 15. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. This is a prophecy. A prophecy about when the devil will be put in prison. Revelation 20. The devil will be put in prison 1,000 years. And then he will come into the world again after 1,000 years. And after that, he will be sent into the lake of fire. He will be incinerated in the lake of fire. Let's continue. This, it shows how the devil rebelled. He was in heaven and he rebelled. How did he rebel? Because God didn't create him as a robot. God created angels who had a choice. A true wife is not a wife unless she chooses to be a wife. God is a monarch, a dictator if you want to call him, but he's a monarch, okay? Dictator is a bad word, negative word. When you think of dictator, you think of Hitler. I don't like very much to use this word, dictator. Let's talk about God as a king, as a monarch. God is love. God is love. God is love. But there wouldn't be love from God's part if he wouldn't punish the rebellious and the bad people and the demons and the devil. There wouldn't be peace and in God's kingdom if God would not punish the evil. So it talks also in the Bible about the judgment seat of Christ. In Corinthians it talks about, don't you know, we will judge the angels. In Corinthians Paul says we will judge the churches. In the Gospels Jesus said you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. You will judge over those Christians who are Laodicea. So there will be a white throne judgment of Christ. So these half a heart Christians will be judged by the faithful bride. Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 4. So here is the bride of Christ, the bride of Christ throughout the ages, from Abel up, especially the New Testament bride, and especially the bride from the book of Revelation. We see it that they sit upon thrones. Revelation 3:9. Let's read Revelation 3:9. We will see here the bride who was criticized by the Laodicea. Laodicea always criticizes the bride. Philadelphia. Philadelphia is everywhere. Philadelphia is not in a building. Philadelphia is formed by somebody in this church, somebody in that church, somebody in the other sect. In the churches, there will be people part of the bride of Christ. There are people part of the bride of Christ. We are not the only ones, okay? Everywhere, in every church, even the churches, there can be people who are part of the bride of Christ. Look, in the worst church, the Pharisees, there was Paul, Saint Paul. And in the best church, the church of Jesus, there was a Judah. Okay? It doesn't matter if your church is good or bad. What's important is you, what you do. Come to our church. Which is our church? The body of Christ. It's not our church. It's the bride of Christ, the body of Christ. That's what we want to be, and that's to whom we want to belong to. Revelation 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which they say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Revelation 3:1. So this is talking about the Jews, but it's talking also about the spiritual Jews. Those Jews, Christians, spiritual Jews who are more dead than alive. Revelation 3:1. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that you have a name to be alive, but you are dead. So these are the angels who will be judged by the faithful bride, by the bride of Christ. So, God's dictatorship, it's a dictatorship of love. John 3:16, it says, God so much loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The mother, it's a loving, quotes, dictator over her baby. The mom decides when to change him, when to give him food, and so on. God's dictatorship is love. The image of God is not a bad dictator like Stalin and Hitler. The kind of dictator that God is John 3:16. He so much loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The devil is the dictator, but bad one. But the dictatorship of love, it's just like the mother, the true mother, who takes care of her son. And she commands her baby when to put him to bed, when to wake him up, and so on.
So, to understand what kind of dictator, quotes, is God, but let's call him a monarch, a king, let's see, let's look at the Calvary. Like that, we can understand God as a, quotes, dictator, king, monarch. Look at the cross. Like that, you understand his essence. Look at the cross, what he did. But without this kind of strict monarchy, without this kind of strict monarchy that God is, and he puts in practice his laws in heaven, without that, rebellions can come out. Just like the devil rebelled in heaven, and he became the devil. That's why the Bible says you need to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all yourself, all your soul. And then you love the others. Okay? You give your life for your brother and your sister. That's the kind of dictatorship God is. But without this kind of loving dictatorship, there could be rebellion. There could be rebellion, and there could be new devils in heaven. That's why God is a loving monarch. A loving monarch. And he has rules in place so he can keep the kingdom of God in line. Amen.
So Revelation 3:9. I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. To whom does he say this? To Philadelphia. Okay? To Philadelphia. He tells this. Luke 22 from 28 through 30. You are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto your kingdom, as my Father had appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Luke 22. So it says, you are they which have continued with me in my temptations. Which are the temptations of Jesus? He was called a friend of publicans, Beelzebub. So when you went through these trials and you are persecuted and you are cursed by the religions, and Jesus said you are blessed because you went with him through his temptations. Jesus says you are blessed, and he appointed unto your kingdom. Of course, you are persecuted for his love, out of love for him. 1 Corinthians 6:2, it was the scripture when, which I quoted to you earlier, that the saints shall judge the world. 1 Corinthians 6:2. 1 Corinthians 6:2 and Luke 22:28-30. This is a message Jesus gave me, a little message from Jesus. The time comes which I will exalt you, O my dear bride, church, above your sisters and above those who despise you, above those who humiliate you. They will come and worship before you, as I have said in a book of Revelation. Isaiah 60:14, the sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of your feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 60:14. The Lord says, the kings of the earth will come to you, will worship before you, because you will be seated next to me by my side, as it is written, Isaiah 49:23, and the kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers, and they shall bow down to thee with their face towards the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Amen. Revelation 2:26, He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelation 3:21. And to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. Glory to God. End of message. Dear Sister Ellie, thank you for your questions. I saw in your questions a lot of love for the Lord and for his truth. And these words were for you and for others like you. May God bless you and continue to make your blessing, to bring many sheep to him and for his kingdom. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. End of message. We will stop here for today. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, dear brethren, says Angelo. We hear you next time. God bless you. We hope this message has been a blessing for you. All of you who want to contribute with your tithes or monthly offerings to help our gospel work, you can do that through PayPal simply by clicking to the donate button on the homepage of radioblast.net. And we thank you, all of you, who can help us. God bless all of you. You are a big help and a big blessing for us. We are thankful for you who are helping us, supporting us. It's a big blessing to us. Thank you and God bless you.